Blog Talk Radio.
Party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Talking about barbecue, barbecue, barbecue. You are at the right place right now. Chris Chadwick in the house. Let's talk smoke. We're about to let the smoke roll, baby. That's what I'm talking about. We're having another great show. We're going to have a big show tonight. We've got callers calling in from all over the country. We've got the Q crew in hand, in line. I'm telling you, we're going to have one hell of a show tonight. As always, I want to start off the show by thanking all my sponsors. We got to give them a big hell yeah, a big shout out to all the sponsors in the house tonight, because without the sponsors, you know what I'm talking about, guys. Sponsors make it a lot easier, and they help out tremendously. So if you know a sponsor, give them a big handshake, tell them thank you, appreciate what they're doing for any barbecue team that they're sponsoring, because it's that important. I do apologize for being a little late tonight, but you know, real life, real world work. Is first at hand, and you know, you got to finish your job at hand before you can start the next one. And I do enjoy doing this right here. We have a great time. We've been doing it over a year now. I mean, we're right now, we've got a show featured on the main Blog Talk Radio food page. I mean, we're one of the top five in the nation on the Blog Talk Radio right now. This is the third time that we have been on the main page. Y'all heard that? That was a pop top of an old Coors Light. What can we say about that? Hell yeah, the Coors Light tonight. It has been a Coors Light day. It has been hot here. It's been humid. 90-95, it's been cooking. And this big boy has been cooking. He is hot, he's tired, but he's going to give you one hell of a show. That's a guarantee. So let's give a big shout-out to sponsors. Let's start off with Barbecue Superstars, barbecuesuperstars.com. I can't say enough about Barbecue Superstars. It is the reckoning force of barbecue media. Daryl Masks is the creator. He is the founder of Barbecue Superstars. He has a great thing going, let me tell you. We're going to get the chat room up also tonight, guys. We're going to get her fired up and see who is in the chat room. You know, we always try to get that up, so we're getting good at running the chat, too. But Barbecue Superstars, they have a morning show now. It's a live feed morning show. It is interactive. You can call in to that show. You can enjoy watching that show live. Daryl is always cooking something up different every morning, showing off products from different companies all over the country. It's a great show. If you have time, he gives out the call-in number. It is not the same as this call-in number, but he gives out the call-in number. Give him a call. Don't be shy. Call in. Tell him you're watching. Tell him he's doing a great job. He's not doing worth a shit. Tell him something. You know, that's what he wants to hear. He wants some interaction. I personally enjoy the show. I do try to call in, watch the show. It's always got something new, something different going on. So we will continue to support Barbecue Superstars as he does us. He has a great show lineup every week, starting off Sunday nights with Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters Barbecue Radio Show. It's a dynamite show. Lance Moore, I know him personally. He is a great guy. He is a true cowboy, let me tell you. Lance can talk it up, he can dish it out, and he can cook it. Now, let me tell you, he's got it going on. Be sure to check Lance's show. It's from 7 to 9 Central Time, Sunday evenings right here. Same barbecue channel. Also, Monday night, you've got Jim Bird, Killer Bees, Team of the Year. Jim is in the house on Monday nights. He does a great job. Always got some great guests there. Tuesday night, you got Chad Ward, Whiskey Bent in the Pit. Chad, he keeps it rocking and rolling. He is the veteran barbecue superstars on the radio network. He does a great job on Tuesday nights. Wednesday nights, of course, you've got me in the house, Chris Chadwick. Let's Talk Smoke. We're going to let the smoke roll every Wednesday night. That's what it's about. We have a great time right here. We talk it up. We talk barbecue 101. We talk events. We talk sauces, rubs, profiles, you name it. We're going to talk it. You call in, we'll talk what you want to talk. Thursday night, you've got John Reeves, Cole Smith's Smoke and X team right there out of Lubbock, Texas. They've got X Nation Barbecue Radio Show. It's also a dynamite show. A little different format than what I do. A little different format than what Chad does. We've all got a little different format. So listen in to any of the shows. Pick one out you like. If you like them all, call in to all of them. Man, just support us. Share our posts. Share our web page. Get the word out there. Let's just, you know, we're 100% barbecue. We are supporting barbecue. We will get you on the show. We will talk barbecue with you. We will promote your team, your page, your website, your Facebook page, your sauce, your rub, your product. Bottom line, if you call in, we will talk your product. We will brand you. That's very important in the barbecue community, and that's what we'll do right here for you. This is the People's Show, your show, the show all about you and the Q. BarbecueSuperstars.com. If you go to the website, it is loaded up information from A to Z. Everything you want to know, anything you need to know, it's right there. Daryl has a library full of videos on YouTube, very extensive, with the Barbecue Superstars the biggest ones from the biggest names in the industry to the beginning cooks. He's got them all in there. He doesn't call any of them. He puts you out there, puts you center stage, spotlight. You're in the camera doing your thing. I can't say enough about BBQSuperstars.com. You've got to check it out. You've got to experience it. You've got to get in touch with Daryl Mast. I guarantee you, you will not be sorry. I want to give a shout-out to all the rest of my sponsors tonight. We will go down the list and talk sponsors a few more minutes, and then we'll kick off the show. Chat room is up and running. And we've got Lulu's Barbecue in the house in the chat room. Cody, welcome to the show, brother. Let me check out our studio board. And we've also got Keith Webb, Power Fork, in the studio room. We'll get him queued in a minute also. We want to give a big shout-out to Jennifer. She's listening in tonight. We'll queue you in anytime, honey, if you want to talk. We welcome for you to talk. She's right there out of Texas. She is one of the organizers from the Breast Fest there at Buffalo Springs Lake there in Lubbock, Texas. What a great event. I did have the pleasure going down there, checking all that out, getting to cook, meet all those wonderful people. Had a great time. Barbecue sponsors, guys, you got to give them a big hell yeah, thank you. And just let them know how much you appreciate them. Just like me, Blues Hawk Barbecue Sauce, Bill Arnold, a wonderful friend of mine, just like family. He's got a dynamite sauce, Blues Hawk. He's got original. He's got Tennessee Red. He's got Smoky Mountain. He's got a nice mustard sauce. He's got a good rub, a dynamite rub. Blues Hawk Barbecue Sauce, do I need to say more? It is a fine product. Also, we want to give a shout-out to Junior Rass Rub for Grub. It is a excellent, excellent rub. You can use that rub. You can use it on beef. You can use it on pork. You can use it on chicken. These guys are walking with it, using it on any product, any type of category. You sprint, you use that, you're going to walk. I know a lot of guys that use it that walk. I personally use it and walk. I can say that for a fact. So it has proven itself time and time again. That's Junior Rass Up in Smoke Rub for Grub. Excellent product. We want to give a shout out to Brad Barrett, GrillGrate.com. If you've ever used them, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't used them yet, it's time. GrillGrate is a wonderful addition to any smoker, pit, grill, backyard, backyard, patio, pit master. It doesn't matter. You will walk. You will definitely enjoy using the GrillGrate. It turns a regular grill into an infrared cooktop. Also, Meat Rake, meatrake.com. These things, hey, let me tell you, they'll bust a butt. They'll just bust one up in no time flat. Save your hands, save your knuckles, save your fingers from burning up, especially if you're just pulling them off the pit. It's a dynamite little product, meatrake.com. I want to give a big shout-out to Green Mountain Grills. This is a wonderful pellet cooker. Let me tell you, I have used it. I have put it through the ringer. It even took a dive off my trailer this past weekend. We straightened it out. I hated it. It was just very traumatic for me to see my pit on the road and what it did to it, the road rash it'd give it. But, hey, we straightened it out. We hammered it out. She's ready to rock and roll. They're like a Timex. They take a licking and keep on ticking. She's letting the smoke roll again. We'll be using her this coming weekend. We'll talk more about that in a minute. GreenMountainGrills.com. Check it out. Also, Maverick Industries, which is MaverickHouseware.com. They have got a barbecue accessory line out of this world. You need to just go check it out, see what they have for you. I've got several things from them. Quick Temp barbecue probes, temperature probes, dual monitors. It monitors your pit, your big meat at the same time. Very nice pieces. Ready Check. Nice piece. Go to Maverick. Industries, MaverickHousewares.com. Check it all out. You will not be sorry. We also want to give Danny Kugel a big shout-out. Pitbull's Barbecue School up in Smoke. They have got a – hey, Danny made a wonderful online barbecue school. And right now he has got a special on it through Labor Day, if I'm not mistaken. I will repost it on my Facebook page, Chris Chadwick. Check that barbecue school out. Get in touch with them. Get that school. It will definitely teach you something. It shows you different applications, different ways. He is on the contest circuit making videos, competing at the same time. These are some excellent, excellent videos. Check it out. Danny Kugel, Pitbulls Up in Smoke Barbecue School. Also, I want to give a shout-out to some new product I was looking at that I have had the honor of trying out, and it's really a dynamite sauce. The Aggles family sauce right there out of Louisiana. They have got a extensive line of sauces, guys. Let me tell you, he sent me some of this sauce, and, you know, I taste a lot of sauces. I make my own sauce. I enjoy different flavored sauces. Well, let me tell you, he has got some fire sauce. He's got a Cajun sweet and sour sauce, which they're all going to be Cajun because they are from Louisiana. And let me tell you, they have the right amount of heat, right amount of sweetness. He's got a sweet habanero rib sauce, which has got a little kick to it. Let me tell you, don't be thinking it's just a bottled sauce. It's got a little heat to it. It's habanero rib sauce. It is dynamite. If you love that flavor of habanero, you will love this sauce. Also, one of my favorites is the sweet pecan garlic sauce. You can't go wrong with that. It is an awesome chicken sauce. This next sauce I'm talking about is the Cajun sweet applewood jalapeno sauce. And that just sounds good. I mean, you could open the top of that sauce, drink it out of the bottle. He's got a Cajun grilling blend, and he has got a dynamite little hot sauce. And I really enjoy that because I'm a hot sauce fanatic. I love hot sauces. It doesn't matter if it's Texas Pete, Frank's, Louisiana, Tabasco. It doesn't matter. I love hot sauces. And, hey, this right here, this Cajun hot sauce is a dynamite sauce. You need to check that out. It's just, you will not be sorry. That's www.CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com. You will not be disappointed. Try it out. They say it's knuckle-licking good, and by goodness, I'm going to tell you, it'll make you lick your knuckles, no doubt about it. But that's an awesome sauce. I can't say enough about it. I thank Ted for sending me that out because it is a fine, fine sauce. That's www.CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com. Check them out. Daggles, Daigles. All right, guys, I hope I hadn't missed any of my sponsors. I go over this and I go over this, and I don't want to miss or leave anybody out because I greatly appreciate my sponsors. Here I am just rambling. Let's get Keith Webb in, see what he's doing tonight. Welcome, Keith Webb, Pirate Port, to the show. He is part of the Q crew. He is a regular, and I thank him for all his support. We compete against each other week in, week out, but we're dear friends. Keith Webb, welcome to the show. How's it going tonight?
Oh, it's going all right, brother. Doing a little piddling and cleaning up knives and still doing cooking stuff.
Getting ready for your comp this weekend, aren't you?
Well, we're thinking about it.
Well, wonderful. We're all cooking somewhere, doing something for someone, no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I was a little late this evening. Man, it's just been wide open all day today. We'll get into that in a little while. Some crazy stuff. I don't want to say my luck, but I'm telling you, son, we've had some luck today. We've got the chat room up and rolling. I don't know who we've got in there right now. Let's check that chat room out. We welcome everyone to the chat room. We want to thank all our listeners for calling in, all our callers for calling in, all our listeners for listening in. You can always check these shows out in archives. We just want to talk cooking, eating, barbecue tonight, whatever we want to talk is where we're going with it. Let's see if I can get the chat room up. Of course, it's not responding now. So while we're doing that, we are going to talk a little bit about, you know, we all barbecue every day. It seems like every day of the week we're cooking. I know I am, seems like. I'm going to have butts on the smokers as soon as I get off the show tonight. I've got some butts going on the pit. We'll cook up a couple all night long. Got some friends to feed at the senior citizens tomorrow. We're going to treat them with a big surprise. Also, we've got a big cook-off this weekend. We will be cooking a ton of meat. It's tough when you go and you have to cater to several hundred people and also try to cook something and serve a judge at the same time. Man, I mean, it's just crazy. We've got hundreds of people in line, and they want to start serving judges, turn in judges. It's crazy, but we do it. You know, it just makes us a little tougher, a little more mature. We age a little more. You know, we just get a little more weather on us, I guess you would say. But, Keith, what's going on? Talk to us for a minute.
Oh, nothing. And like you just said, cooking every day. If you ain't cooking every day, you're doing something to get ready to cook. One way or another. All the time, it seems like. That's what it's all about, I think.
Well, where would we be if we didn't have our cooking, you know?
That's it.
We enjoy cooking. We enjoy the brotherhood, the competition. We enjoy everything about it, you know, and we hate if we have to miss one. But on occasion,
just eat at you if you have to miss one.
It does. And we've all been there. We've all done that. And unfortunately, we'll be there and do that again, I think, sometime. One time or another, you know, it's just really tough to get to go to all of them. I'm envious. I admire the guys that do get to go to all of them. I wouldn't know how to act if I really got to go to all of them, just worried about going and cooking and having a big time. And naturally, this, you know, I'm trying to pull the chat room up. I know we have it rocking and rolling in the chat room. It is up. We've got a couple guests in there. Cody from Lulu's is in the house tonight. And we've got some others coming in. We've got a couple unnamed guests in there also. So, guys, y'all just start chatting, talking. If you got any questions you want to ask, we want you to shoot it to us, and we will try our best to cover it. I know we're going to talk some pits tonight. Adam from Tucson Support should be calling in a little while. He's got a new pit. It is a hog cooker. It's a 4x6 tank. I think that's about a 500 gallon. That's what I have one myself like that. It's perfect to cook a whole hog on or cook for an army. It doesn't matter either way. And I hope Roy Powell calls in tonight. Because Roy, I'd love to hear some info on his big fundraiser this past weekend. I think they really did a
that
a
sounded great like
job.
It went good.
It did. A lot of response, a lot of positive response, a lot of love was flowing to help them take care of that need, and I think that's just a great thing that went on, you know. And we would love to do that for other people also. Anybody we can, you know, if we can spread the word and do what we can to help, you know, we're on board and we're going to do it. the TBA, there's a lot of things going on in the TBA right now. We have a lot of things going on in the Tennessee Barbecue Association. It's growing by leaps and bounds. We're having people contact us all the time about going in, sanctioning or co-sanctioning events. So that's a good thing going on. It's still growing. We have a lot of positive responses about the TBA. So we're going to continue with that and keep moving forward and wish us the best on that. And there's just a lot of things going on. But one of the things on my mind today that was just a just threw a rock in the cogs now is I've got a big event this weekend, and I'm cooking a lot. Actually, it's Friday. Cooking a ton of stuff. And we ordered it all day. I ordered it all yesterday, 10 cases to be exact, chicken, ribs, butts, baby backs. And they called at 5 o'clock this morning, Keith Webb. And they tell us that didn't get on the truck.
Oh, boy.
You know, I was wanting to think, you know, I was asleep still and wanted to say, am I dreaming? And
That's rough.
You know, so we adapt and overcome and make what we can do. But, you know, that ought to be a huge loss for them for, you know, missing an order like that. I mean, 10 cases, when you're talking cases of chicken, 3 cases of chicken, 3 cases of ribs, 3 cases of butts, 3 cases of beans, actually. So it's 10 case total kind of order. I sure hated it, but it did happen.
That's crazy.
I know, and that just added, they said I could drive, you know, to Murray, Kentucky and pick up a truck tomorrow afternoon, but I just don't have the time to do that, you know, so we're just going to make it work some way, somehow. We can do it. I have all the confidence in the world we can make it happen, just like we always make everything happen. And just have a one of them, hell yeah, let the smoke roll, good old times. So that's what we're going to do. We do have another caller in queue. Let's see if we can queue them in, see if we can get them queued in and welcome them to the show, see who we have. Maybe they want to talk or they're just calling in to listen. Either way, we're happy to have them. We will do our best to queue them in. One of the questions we want to talk about tonight, you know, we all do a little private catering. We all love to compete, but it seems like all the teams, all the people I know on all these teams, bear with me, 931, I'll get you queued in just a minute. All these competition teams, all these teams that cook pretty regular, we always have people ask us to do private catering, private cooks for them. And, you know, one of the biggest things to me is trying to price it fair, but also price it where I can make some money. And I think that's a question that we all have that we've asked or we've wondered, how do we charge, how do we charge accordingly to make money and, you know, not to try to beat anybody, but to try to make money in the same breath, because we love to do it, but, you know, we have to make money to continue to do it. So it's
a big question. Yeah, everybody.
You know, I think that's a question, a legitimate question any of us have had in the past or still have and for the future. And we just had to discuss that. Let's see if we can get 931 queued in now. I think we can. 931, you're queued in with us. Who have we got? Welcome to the show.
Shoot, man, it's anywhere from $10 a plate to $15 a plate. Depends on what kind of meat you're slinging off the old smoker.
I'm telling you, son, I mean, it's just, I'm going to be cooking a bunch of chicken in the next few days, and I need to know how we're going to charge.
I think $10 a plate. $10 a plate.
I hear you, brother. Fras,
especially when it's that Chris Chadwick chicken, it's got to be good.
You know it. It's going to be fire. I see you're cooking up some butts, matter of fact, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to do a few butts, do some brisket. little practice run on some briskets. I'm tired of cooking some dad bang good briskets and they just don't score good. I just can't figure out what people want no more.
Man, I tell you what, let me ask you, how are you going with those briskets? Are you barbecuing them or are you doing more of a beef steak, a beef flavor?
Well, just doing, I've tried it both ways. I mean, I'm using what they, what a lot of folks recommend. I mean, been using Butchers, and I think Butchers has got a good product. You know, been using their injections, been using Cosmo's rub on it, the cow cover. So, to me, it turns out, great taste and great flavor. You know, the last thing I cooked, I mean, it was like one of them, looked like Lulu's over. You know, I had the ribbons hanging off my fingers and everything, and had the good tug, had it looking pretty, and couldn't beat the flavor, and, it scores down the bottom of the pack, you taste a buddy there's cooking with you, or cooking another cook team there, and his tastes like shoe leather, and he finishes ahead of you, and you just sit there and scratch your head.
Go figure. How does that happen every time? I'm telling you. Keith Webb's in the house tonight. You know, he's always had a pretty good luck. He's got a good run on brisket.
Talk to the hand, Webb.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Man, I'm telling you, I enjoy cooking brisket. I just hadn't cooked a lot of them, but I've had pretty good success cooking brisket. I go for the gusto, man. I'm going to cut her up and serve some big old burn-ins and some thick slices and some good strong flavors. But I go beef. I go beef style.
Around
the field, from the outside. Yeah. I mean, I know they've got some rib shootout. Right. I don't know if you heard me there or not, Webb. I think we lost him.
Might be on the road.
He is. We lost him. You know, he doesn't get any reception anywhere. He lives in the hills of Tennessee somewhere.
Yeah. He's up there in God's country, so.
Yeah, with no reception. Can you hear me now? It doesn't work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, mercy. I hadn't been fortunate enough to use a lot of Cosmos or Butchers. I'm usually just having to scratch it up. Go to the grocery and mix a little of this, mix a little of that, and try to put a little into it. And we've done pretty well. One of these days, I'm going to get big time enough where I can order some of that stuff. I'm telling you, we've got to try it out. You know, everybody uses it, so it's got to be good. I mean, just no doubt about it. Look, we've got Cody in the chat room from Lulu's Barbecue. We've also got Blake Moody in the chat room tonight. Big hell yeah to Blake Moody. He's gonna rock it out in there too, Tortoise Q. Welcome guys to the show. And then we've got a few guests in there, and maybe we can, I know Cody's trying to get the guests up. Maybe they can start chatting a little bit too. Guys, just shoot some questions. I'm gonna go back and forth from the studio to the chat room. We'll make that happen. We will answer some questions. Let's get this number queued in, 573. You're live with us. What is up?
What is going on, my brother? What is going on?
How's it going this evening, Mr. Lulu's Cody in the house?
Not a whole lot. Just thought I'd call and chat with y'all a little bit this evening. I had a little bit of time, so I figured I'd call in.
Well, let's talk previous comps. Let's give you a big hell yeah to that pork box you turned in first place right there at the Cape in Missouri.
I appreciate it.
That was a pretty box. It was a pretty box, my friend. It was a pretty box.
I was real happy with the pork box. I was real happy with the pork box. You know, I heard y'all talking about injections earlier, about brisket and, Cosmos and Butchers. And I can say honestly, I went to that contest. Didn't have a whole lot of money in my pocket, and everything I cooked was from Walmart. I ain't going to lie.
I hear you.
Everything, every four categories I had went from Walmart. And I didn't use Butcher's. I didn't use Cosmo's. I didn't use any. I made up my own injections. And I made a new pork injection. And I made a new beef injection. And I made new seasonings and a new sauce and let it roll. You know, sometimes
right,
you just got to do it.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to change the game a little bit. And I knew we'd probably end up in either in the top part of it or the last part of it, one of the two. So, you know, I was very happy with the pork. Definitely the pork box. You know, Lulu's is known for pork, and you know, I get to hold the Southeast Missouri title of Southeast Missouri pork champion. So I get to hold that title, and that's something that we like to keep around Southeast Missouri. Which Ten Seals was the grand champion last year, Southeast Missouri grand champion. So you know, out of 58 teams coming in from 8 different states, you know, we like to keep that title at home. I end
hell
up lucking
yeah
out as the grand champion with the ribs. You know, if I'd have got my ribs just that at the close to the end of the pack, I think they was like 30 or something. If they'd have been 15th to 20th, they would have. I'd have took the grand champion there and held the Southeast Missouri title. But it's just kind of one of those things. You learn and you move on, and you know, next contest that come up, I'm gonna have me some good sets of ribs. And I knew the meat wasn't the quality I needed, and it's just one of those things. When I turned it in, I knew it was gonna be at the end of the pack, and I knew it was probably gonna cost me at the end of the day. But you just kind of keep going.
You got it. You got it. I feel your pain. I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, we did just a little old bitty comp this past weekend, and I roll in late and expected the big meats to be the last turn in, and it was the first turn in, so that killed me, too. That knocked out 2 hours. Then my butt was still just a little froze, and it was a little big. So I went to the grocery and got one a little smaller and one fresh, and had to cook her, kick it up and cook her really quick. And we managed to pull a third out of it, so I was proud to do that with her pork. But I know what you're talking about. We just have to do what we have to do to make it work. And, you know, we've always, just like I do, I know there's thousands of cooks out there that go, and they're going to Walmart, they're going to their hometown grocery store, and they're buying garlic powder, and they're buying paprika, and they're buying chili powder, and they're buying cayenne and salt, kosher salt, and some sugar, some turbinado, whatever. And they mix it up and making their own rub, their own flavor profile. And I respect that to the utmost, highest in regards to creativity and true barbecue. You know, when you make your own stuff and you walk in with what you're making, man, that is an accomplishment. And
it kind of makes you, want it a little bit more, and it kind of makes you feel better about yourself when everything that you made, you know, took you to the winner's circle. And, you know, that's always what Lou has been about, using the products that, you know, I've made or created. And, you know, a lot of, and I'm not down to anybody, I'm not saying that at all. I mean, you know, it's good products
right,
out there,
right.
And, you know, if you can't make them, then you need to go buy them. But, you know, it just takes it to another level if you can make them yourself and win with them. And, you know, here lately I've been winning with them. So, you know, I'm going to stick with what I got. And if it don't hit next time, maybe I'll trade up and go get me some store-bought stuff. But, you know, I'm just going to stick with what I know and keep doing what I do. And, you know, we'll see what happens coming up at this next contest.
I hear you. You know what that's called, what I call that in my book. That's called letting the smoke roll, baby. I'm telling you, that's what we do. And you know, I've been letting the smoke roll ever since we first met and been in Kentucky years ago, you know. So that's just the way, that's the way we roll. So, like I say, I admire anybody that does that. I think, you know, that's, you know, I built my own pit. I make my own rub. I make my own sauce. You know, I use my own stuff, just like I use some friend's stuff too, but I use my own stuff. And that's what I started with, was my own before I got anybody else. I know Keith Webb, he makes his sauce, his rub, and a lot of these people make their own sauce, their own rub, and they're proud of it, and I'm not knocking it at all. I'm commending them, you know, that's just the way we do it. So we've got competitions coming up, you know, our decisions of when we're going to cook, when can we cook, this one, can we make it happen? I tell you what, it's constant. I know Keith Webb's debating on cooking comps upcoming, and I am too, and I've got to go cook and serve all these hundreds of people this Friday, and I mean, I'm already exhausted before I get started. Does that make sense?
Oh, I understand. I understand that. You know, and that's like one with this contest. I packed light. I had a table, a tent. I had like two or three totes. I had one for my pans, one for my seasoning, and one for cleaning stuff, and a cooker, one cooker, and that's all I took with me. And
yeah.
I got in, set up in about 30 minutes, and I was gone. Showed back up later that evening, and when it was pack-up time, I just tore down the tent and went about my way.
I hear you. You know, that's how I did this past weekend. I took the pop-up. I took my Green Mountain. I took a tote. I took a fold-up table. I took a cooler and a chair. And that was it. And, you know, I got there early that morning, but, you know, everybody had already had their big meats on for a couple hours. And I had to wait another hour before I had mine on. But, you know, and we still rocked it out in that smoke roll. Had a great time and pulled off the second, two-thirds. So I was happy with that. We accomplished a lot, you know. And a funny story there. There was one guy there, and he said, you know, I know you're a beginner bringing your grill and your pop. he says, I know you're a beginner. He says, it'll be all right. Just as long as you don't burn nothing, you'll be okay. And I just, you know, I said, well, I sure appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that contest I went to, there was a lot of people talking shit and, you know, different things. And I got moved from my regular spot I was supposed to be at, and they stuck me over in the corner somewhere. I didn't gripe. I didn't complain. I didn't cause no trouble. I just went to my corner and cooked my food. And, you know, sometimes when you're out in the middle of the party, sometimes it kind of distracts you, you know. And that's what I was talking about when you were talking about big meats, putting your big meats on. I changed everything around, changed my seasoning sauces, changed everything up, and even my cooking strategy. Usually I put things on like everybody else, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and start cooking and whatnot. I cut it down. I didn't put my big meats on until about 4 o'clock that morning. So they just go to show you can change up a little bit and change some things and still get away with what you need to do.
That's right. That's exactly right. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, that when you have that diversity, I believe as a cook, if you can cook on this pit, that pit, it doesn't matter what pit. You can cook at this time, that time, it doesn't matter what time, as long as you have enough time. And get it in
right.
There, fired up. You know, if you're cooking a little hotter, cooking a little slower, you know, it doesn't matter. A good cook can overcome a lot of that stuff. Now, these guys are really, really technical out there. You know, and they're writing down their times, and they know they're going to put their meat on at 10 o'clock, and they're going to take it off at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to let it rest for 3 or 4 hours and then break it out. You know, I don't do any of that. I walk up to my pit, I open the door, I might stick my finger on it, mash it and see how it mashes. You know, some old school stuff. Squeeze it a little bit. You know, we all love to play with our meat, right?
Oh, yeah, you got to play with your meat.
You know, I mean, that's a good cook. If you don't play with your meat, you don't know how it's going to turn out. So you got to play with that meat, that boy. What we're talking about is temperatures and checking how firm that backhoe is. But anyhow, you know, we old school cooking, old school way. You know, I love it. I am all about that. That's the barbecue 101, real, real old school way, I believe.
Yeah, hey, guys, that was my first contest on the new smoker, which was the smoking gun. And first contest I've actually cooked. That was the first contest I've actually cooked on a charcoal burner. You know, everything else
has
always been pellets. So, you know, everything was a little bit new to me, so.
Well, I think you did a great job. You know, that's just what it's all about. It's just adapting and making it happen, bottom line. I know we've got another caller right here. Let's get this caller in queue right here. 662-436, you are live with us right now. Well, I'm waiting, guys. Hang on. Right now, you're live with us. Welcome to the show. Who have we got?
Yeah, this is Johnson Wilson, Big Wilson, Big Johnson Barbecue in Andalusia, Alabama.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show, Big Johnson. How's it going tonight?
It's going real good. I've been watching this Pitmasters and listening, and I'm thinking about getting into this competition barbecue, and we're hoping to get some pointers.
Well, brother, we do all we can to help you steer you in the right direction.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I've been watching that pit mouse. I don't know if I can handle all that, all them boxes and whatnot, making all that. That's tough looking right there, man, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, now, I'm going to tell you something. Before you get to that pitmaster level, brother, you better take a cop or two and work it out.
Yeah, well, I was thinking the same thing, but, you know, everybody say it, you don't serve restaurant barbecue, and everybody love my barbecue, but I was curious what they mean by they don't love restaurant barbecue.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that restaurant barbecue is good. Don't get me wrong. When you
I love smoking. Oh, so Hickory Wood, it's hard to beat it.
That's right. That Hickory Wood, it's hard to beat old Hickory. You know, that's what I use. Hall County Cookers uses that old Hickory Wood. I think Pirate Park uses that Hickory Wood. Cody, what about you, brother?
Well, I don't use the Hickory no more.
You don't? Oh, well, we don't want you to divulge any secrets.
No, I swapped over. I started using B&B charcoal out of Texas down there, and
I've been cooking
oak lump.
All right, well, you know Texas now. Louisiana, I guess, is hickory. Texas is going to be more post oak. They're going to do some hickory, and they're going to do mesquite. Now, you right there out of Louisiana, hickory, I guess that's what all you cooks cook with down there?
That's right, yeah. I saw this one where they're cooking chicken in a muffin pan. I was like, Lord, Jesus, what are they cooking? They mean cupcake. That's chicken.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. But I'm going to tell you something. It makes a pretty box. You got to work on that. If you're going to compete in that Pitmasters, you're going to have to work on your presentation. You're going to have to make it look pretty as well as taste great.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
that's what I've seen is all everybody wants it to look pretty.
I'm telling you, they want it all to look the same, look neat in that box. You got to put all that greenery down in the bottom of it. You know, on Pitmasters, right here, Cody Archie, he was Lulu's Barbecue right there on Barbecue Pitmasters. He competed on there, you know, and you just got to.
Been on Barbecue Pitmasters?
He sure was. He is. That's right. He's a Barbecue Pitmaster. Tell him, Cody.
Yes, sir.
It sure is a pleasure to talk to. I was wondering, why is it all about the pretty? I mean, the barbecue's supposed to be good and get it on you.
Well, yeah, you're right. Barbecue's supposed to be good. You're supposed to be able to get it on you, but they want it to look good because most people eat with their eyes before they eat with your mouth. So,
you know,
you want a pretty product, and then you want them to taste how good it is. So, you know, a lot of people can't make barbecue pretty. It's kind of a way of an art form. It's kind of changed from just eating it to where it's more of an art form now to where you put it in the box, everything's pretty, and then they go on to eating it. So, you know, you get two scores there.
Right. I see what you're saying, but still, they all about the pretty. It ought to be more about the flavor and what it tastes like and the tenderness.
What kind of flavors you got, Big Johnson?
Well, we cook, you know, just on a whole wood pit and hickory flavor and put some cheese and salt on it. It's good. Everybody loves it. Everybody down here loves my barbecue.
Well, brother,
you want to get in the competition cooking.
Right. I've been watching that Pitmasters, and I wouldn't mind trying that.
Well, I mean, you can probably get on the show. You just got to send in a video.
I ain't talking about getting on no show. I want to do some of that competition stuff.
You got to jump in both feet. You got to pay that $200 entry and go rock and roll, man. I'm telling you, Louisiana, I'm sure they got all kinds of barbecue competitions down there. We don't really know a lot about Louisiana barbecue because we just don't hear much about it.
Yeah, I understand. And I've been watching and looking at this KCBS and MND, you know, all that other whatnot. And I believe I could hang in there with them, but I don't know nothing about making no box and it's
almost
technical. Is it complicated as it makes it sound?
But Big Johnson, let me ask you this, Big Johnson. You got a pretty woman at your side?
Well, she's been with me a long time, and she's on the drone on me. Yeah, she's a pretty woman. Yeah.
Let the pretty lady make the boxes.
Take her with you. Let her make the boxes.
You
women do it better than me.
Straight off making the queue.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I make the barbecue, make it good. She can do the box work, huh? That's what y'all
there
do.
There you go.
Well, all right. I appreciate all the funnies. And I'm going to keep listening
brother,
to the show. Welcome. Maybe I can pick up a few more.
You're welcome. You call on back in anytime you want to, Big Johnson, and just give us a big hell yeah before you leave.
Hell yeah. I appreciate y'all.
Hell yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Have a good night. That's what it's all about.
Chris, Louisiana, right there.
There you go. That's what it's all about, guys. We talking barbecue. We talking it all over the country, all over the world. Call in. We will talk barbecue. We will have a big old time. And just give me a big hell yeah on that. I think it's
there
time for me. Keith Webb, what do you think about that, brother?
Oh, I missed you. What'd you say?
What do you think about Big Johnson? He had some good questions, didn't he?
Yeah, I think I might want to go down there and cook with him.
I'm telling you, you know what? We would have a big time in Louisiana. I guarantee it.
Oh, I'm telling you, that would be a blast.
It would be.
I get down there in Louisiana. I may not want to come home. I just hate to tell you.
Y'all should invite him up to Tennessee.
Well, you know what?
He needs to come.
He comes to our TBA event. I'm sure Big Johnson's still listening out there. He just called. He got off the phone. Doesn't mean he's not listening. TBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association, we have got it going on, guys. I mean, it's a new organization, a new association. We've worked hard on that. We started back over a year ago, and we're not big by any means, but we try to have a good quality. We do. We don't try. We do have a good quality cook. And the cooks we have are designed, they created by cooks for cooks. And that's what it's all about. You know, if we can get out there, we have a big time, nobody has a problem. It's just like anything else. I was a president of the softball league for many years and here in a small town. And let me tell you, if you can do that, you can do it. You can organize a TBA cook. You can organize a barbecue. If you can organize a ball game and ball association, we can do a barbecue association, no doubt about it. I know I can. We make it work. We put the rules out there. We make it where everybody understands them. There's no questions, and that's how we roll. So we'd love to do that and just have a big time. We're going to have a big one in Fayetteville, Tennessee. Go to www.tbabbq. Check it out. It's growing. We have members there. You can click on members, page info, Facebook info. Myself, Pirate Pork, he is on there. Lulu's Barbecue, Cody Archie's on there. Guys, we have got members from all over the states, Kentucky, Missouri, Alabama, and Tennessee. It's just a great organization. We love to promote barbecue. We love to cook it. We love to have a great time. And, you know, when we all get together, no matter where we're at, it's just like a big old family reunion, you know, and that's how I feel about it. How do y'all feel about it?
Well, I feel like I need to come over and take some money from y'all. That's what I feel like.
Well, you just come on over and you just try. That's all right. You just come try.
I'm just waiting on the championship. I might go over to Bolivar, though. I did like the Bolivar contest. It was very well ran. It was great people. I had a great time there. And I'll probably be back to Bolivar if everything works out the way it needs to work out.
You just come on to Bolivar. You can park right next to me. You can pop your tent up next to my tent. I'm not cooking
That's
on
right. I'm
anything,
not,
but my old stick
set,
burner.
I'll have to stick next to James Bronner so that way I can tie my tent down to his RV so I don't get blown away this time. And
yeah.
I need to stick a little bit closer to you so I can stay warmer this time because last time I froze. So,
well, you know.
And hopefully it won't rain the whole time.
I'm telling you, you know, it's rained about every competition. And you know, that's what I have to say about that. I'm tired of the rain on the barbecue competition. We didn't have any rain in Texas on our barbecue competition there. We had a little sprinkle, and I thought, oh, God, if it rains, Help us, Lord, because it would have been a mess. But it has rained. But no, kind of back on my game. I don't know. You know, I'm going back to my old roots, my old burner. I'm not working that stick burner. I'm letting the smoke roll. I'm putting the smoke in that meat, and I've got some fine sauces and rubs, and I'm a beginner, you know, so I'm learning. You got to watch those people.
That guy really tell you that?
Yes, he did.
Did he really? Is it because you had the pellet smoker?
Well, he just seen a grill and a pop up tent and a little table and a cooler. And he didn't know me.
What was he in?
Well, he was one of the teams there from the VFW cooking on a big stick burner, charcoal burner.
I kind of like that element of surprise because, you know, when me being in a tent, I didn't put up a sign. I didn't put up nothing. I just had a Nolan's Custom Smoker all tagged out and had a white tent with no banners, no nothing, no name, no anything. I didn't really get bothered a whole lot. I did have some people come over and go, hey, you that guy on Pitmaster Drive. I had a couple of those. But other than that, I didn't have nobody. I thought I was nobody. I kind of liked it. That's the way I liked it. So.
Well, I never said I was anybody. I'm nobody either. We need to have a good time. We barbecue a little bit. But, yeah, he said, yeah, you're doing good for a beginner. You're not burning it up. As long as you don't burn it up, you'll be all right. And I said, thank you, brother. I sure appreciate it. And
I'm using a pellet smoker. I don't usually burn up anything.
I had a couple guys want to buy them after I cooked, and they come and looked at it.
That's the one thing I liked about the pellet smokers more than anything is that you don't have to be so tight-knit with them. You don't have to really worry about it. If you get a little farther than what you want to be, you can bring it back or go up. You know, you don't have to really worry about burning anything up unless you just walk off and leave it for like 10 hours. But, you know, with pellet smokers, you don't have to worry about that dark smoke. You don't have to worry about anything.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. I agree with you 100% there. Hey, guys, we've got another caller. Let's get them in queue, see who we've got. Let's see if we can queue them in. 573-233. You're live with what we got tonight.
Kobe Archie, what's going on?
Hey, brother, how you doing tonight? What's going on with you?
I'm nothing much. Just sitting here waiting for a phone conference down here at work, so... Figured I'd call in for a minute and listen around and see what was going on.
Welcome to the show. We're all talking barbecue tonight, 101. We just got it all going on. We had a Louisiana caller tonight. You need to go back and listen to it in archives. We had a new caller in, Dick Johnson Barbecue out of Louisiana. And I was proud to have him call in. What do y'all guys think about that? We've got a full house tonight. We've had a lot of callers in queue and on, and we got them in. Kobe. We got Cody in the house with us tonight. We got Keith Webb in the house with us tonight. We've got several in the chat room, and we just got it going on. Now, tell us a little bit about all the video that you and Frank was involved in. I had to sit back and watch all that. Really enjoyed watching it and hate like hell that I wasn't there with y'all.
That was Frank's doing. I was just kind of caught in the middle of that. But some of it was live stream. Some of it was recorded. But of these still doesn't have up yet. But it was fun. I mean, it was different. From Thursday night on, didn't know he was going to actually do all that, but I don't know. He had a good time and shooting. I went back and watched a few videos and a few things that I was doing and a couple things I forgot. But it's a different twist. And I mean, even if I wasn't in it, you know, if he was just like they were talking about, you know, if it was had an IBCA or an NBN,
or a couple of
ACBS going on, you know, if you wasn't at that cook off, or you know, if I was down here at work, you know, I'd be watching those and. You know, that lets you see what's going on and everything that's happening. And, you know, I thought it was a good thing, especially for barbecue. But,
I think it's great.
It's just something new that they're going to bust into eventually. And, you know, it's just, it's got a whole new perspective on it, you know. It gives an insider to it. I mean, the camera, the boy that was running the camera, you know, he'd never been to a barbecue contest and never seen anything about it. So he was real intrigued with everything that was going on and just being able to shoot it, so.
Yeah, he did a great job. I told Frank, I sent him a message, said, yeah, you moving up with a camera crew. And, you know, he did a great job. I love watching it. I hate that I wasn't there. I couldn't go. I had that theater job for Sunday morning before church, a big church function for Sunday afternoon. I did go to Parrish, Tennessee and cook at the little VFW one day cook and had a good time.
That's all it matters.
But I sure hate I missed it and get to come see all of you guys, you know, because that's what we always talk about here at barbecue. When you go to one, you know, you meet everybody, you just have a great time being around them. And the hell, I really hate that I don't get to see y'all more than I do. But it makes it better when I do get to see you. And I just appreciate all of you. You know,
yeah, that was the thing about this weekend. There was a lot of new cooks this weekend and a lot of new teams and a lot of people that's never been there before. So, I mean, you know, that made stuff a little bit more interesting to be able to talk to people and, you know, walk around. I got to eat a barbecue burrito that a guy was making, and it was pretty good. So, I mean, you know, it's something different, you know, getting to talk to people and some people you haven't seen in a while. But there was a lot of new faces this year, and actually, you know, which made things a little bit different. So.
I hear you. It does. It, when you see new faces, you welcome them in to it, and it just makes it that much better. You know, you never know when one of these new teams are going to roll in and just get it big, their first cook. You know, that happens. You know, these guys come in and they're cooking their hearts out, and they roll in and they'll get a call, get a two calls. They've never been to a competition before, man. You're thinking, how in the world? But it happens. And I'm proud for all of them to get called. You know, I wish all of you the very best and at least win a second place. As long as I can try to get that first place call. You know, and I hadn't had many of those this year, have you? I'm telling you, it's hard to do. I don't know. I just haven't
heard
many.
Well,
I've had
a couple. That's far in between, not like they used to be. Too many people cooking these days.
I'm telling you, the level of competition has kicked up to the next level, and I firmly believe that. You've got all these guys that's cooking, it makes it tough. It does. It just puts it makes the game harder, you know. It's like any sport, it's like any competition, and it just does, you know. We got a few more callers here in queue. Let's see if we can get these guys in. I know this one here. I believe it. Let's see if I it's acting up. I don't know if I'm gonna get a few in right this minute or not, guys. Y'all bear with me. Cord is not acting right. So bear with me, and we'll see what we can do. But, the level of competition is extremely tough now. Everybody is doing more of a scientific cook. It's extremely harder to get those calls. And it just takes the game to a whole new, you know, it just takes it to a whole new level. And we've got to step it up.
Hey, Chris. Yeah. I mean, I've talked to a couple guys on the barbecue trail that's been cooking several contests this year, and they said the numbers are, you know, extremely high. People have been coming out of the woodworks to cook, and even the flavor profiles have changed. So, you know, that's something that's interesting to me that, you know, flavor profiles change, but, you know, it seems like everybody that has a grill wants to come out and cook a competition, and, you know, it makes the tables go up when it goes into scoring. So, you kind of evens everything out. When you get more teams involved, it makes it a little bit easier to win if you can get up in the top of the columns.
Right. Well, I agree there too. You spread them calls out more, and I agree with that.
Find some good tables. That helps out too. So
yeah.
Ask Cody about that three table.
Was it Rob?
I can tell you about the three table. That three table with your ass, son, fair and square.
Do what?
After that number three table whipped your ass fair and square, I'm the number one pork cooker in Southeast Missouri.
You're the number one pork porker.
You were on table three. You was on table three in ribs where you took a 30th.
My ribs were no good. And I told Chris that earlier, my ribs wasn't no good.
Yeah, but it didn't matter though. On table three was a low scoring table.
Well,
if you look across the board, if you'd actually been on a higher scoring table, you probably would have won. You know, even on four smoking butts on his pork, he still ended up 29th, you know, which would have made him a grand champion. You know, landing on that low table is what really hurt him. And number three was the lowest table of the whole contest. So I think a lot of them guys averaged 27
to 29. It's still a contest no matter what. That's like your pork table you took fifth on. Redneck, smelly butts. SBI, 5-0 cookers. 5-0 cookers was about five spots ahead of you. It was their first contest. And then Smelly Butts, Redneck, and FBI was all right there in 11th to 13th. So, I mean, you can't complain about tables because everybody knows about
table.
The tables. Everybody knows about the tables in KCBS. But just now, from the new scoring system, we'll be able to tell how they are scoring. So it's just like cooking. It's either you cook good,
Who did you cook against in court? The thing is, you got to remember, I don't know, but let me tell you something real quick.
I'm not judged against other barbecue competitors. I'm judged by my box about what my box does. I'm not judged against everybody else on that table. They're not the score against everybody else on the table. They're the score on what your box is. No matter if you got a low box, low table, high table, they're there to score on your box and your box only, and they're not to compare boxes that are at the table or what they had last week. So that does not matter.
Yeah, but we know that's not true.
KCBS, that's exactly right. They're supposed to judge.
Chris is a KCBS judge. He can tell you.
Each individual.
I know, but it still didn't work that way. We still don't know how stuff works. That's what I was saying.
You know,
the numbers don't lie on the high and low tables. That's what the numbers
say.
You know,
the thing about it is, guys,
you can't have 24 servings and every one of them be bad. You can't say that every one of them scored a 28 when the judge averaged a 28. You can't say that out of 24 pieces of meat in four different categories that every one of them was crap. There's no way possible.
I tell you what, that new scoring system is going to do. It's going to cause a lot of problems.
What they have to do is hold the judges accountable for what they do, just like they do the contest contestants. They have to hold everybody accountable, and that's what it's doing, is holding everybody accountable.
Yeah, but they're not keeping up with the judging yet, because we talked to some, and they said that they don't even know what their average score was. They don't tell them anything. They don't get to see anything. So until they start getting their own, I guess you can say, score sheet, and they start ranking them and keeping up with them, you know, nothing. There really ain't no accountability. The only accountability is we get to see what the judges scored.
That's it. You get to see what they're
just like the Killer
Bees
talked about. You know, you can rank yourself on what you're, you know, if you was on a high scoring table and your chicken took low, then, you know, you can say that you need to adjust a few things. But if you was on a low scoring table and, you know, and you were still at a low score, I mean, and you won your table, you know, just like chicken, I won my table in chicken, but, you know, somebody asked me how I did, I was like, crap, I don't know. I'll do the same thing again. So, I mean, you can't really adjust anything off a bit because it was a low-scoring table throughout the whole cook-off.
Hey, guys, I know exactly. You know, this is
I mean,
gonna
it's going to be a great tool for a lot of different teams, especially the Texas teams. You know, that's going to break those down and use them.
It's going to show you what table kills your cook, too. I mean, it's going to show you.
But this is the thing. You're never on the same table on all four entries. They automatically, they automatically move you to second table. So it's not like everybody is getting the same table every time. It's just a wheel in there. So, you know, you don't know whatever you're going to get. You just cook the best food you can cook and you turn it in.
I agree with you there. Hey, guys, let me get these callers in. We've got 5, 6, 7. I mean, we've got several callers. Let's see if we can queue some of them in. Let's see if we can get this queued in right here. 904, I believe that is Blake Moody, Tortoise Q. What's up tonight? How's it going?
What's up? What's going on, Chris, shall we?
Well, man, we just got a house full tonight. We got a studio room full. We're talking barbecue. We're talking judging. We talking at all. I mean, you know, you never know what we're going to talk right here on Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. We're just going to rock it out and do it to it.
Hell yeah, we got Keith Webb, got the Archie Brothers about to roll Rumble up in this piece.
That's right, we got Rumble in the studio.
I didn't call in to start anything. I called in to congratulate
you,
but he got pissed off on the whole court thing. But hey, whatever.
Hey, y'all cool.
Hey,
we got
Archie
we got,
Brothers.
Let's see here.
I ain't whining. I'm just saying. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you run me down. You know,
I didn't run you down. How did I run you down in any way?
I
sit there and said if you
hadn't
landed on the three table in your ribs, you might have won the whole thing. How's that running you down?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It don't have anything to do with tables, though. I mean, I understand that. But my thing was I got scored appropriately on my ribs. It didn't have anything to do with the table three. My ribs got scored appropriately.
Yes, it did. Everybody hit table three got a low score, no matter what they cooked. That's what you don't understand. Go back and look at your score sheet.
My ribs was no good, and I knew it. But
well,
my ribs was not on the par. They was no good. I mean, I knew it when I turned them in. And I even told you when I turned in my ribs next to your ribs, I told you they wasn't any good.
Hey, guys, we're gonna cue this other caller in. Y'all just hold on to that. Caller 936, I think.
This
is Swamp Doggy.
Thank you, brother. How's it going tonight, Swamp Doggy? Well, I'll cue you back out, brother, when you listen in. I'm sorry to cue it in, but I'm glad you called in. I hope everything's going well for you.
All right, brother.
All right. Have a good night. Hang in there. Keep listening. He sent me a message, and I'm queuing in, and I just didn't recognize the number, and I queued him in. But Stacy, welcome to the show. Stacy's part of the Q crew, too. He always calls in, listens in. We have a great time. We let's go to this chat room right here. Check it out. We've got a few in there. Man, I'm telling you, we just got a studio full. We've got a chat room full. That's what it's all about, guys. It sounds like table three was the infamous table at the Cave Cook. And you know, somebody always just killing my cook, too, and it just pisses me off every time. I want all nines. I'm telling you, that's just how we roll around here. We want all nines, and that's what we're going to do. Let's see.
I'm thinking it was number four table.
I don't think they're giving out a whole lot of nines anymore.
I hadn't had many either. No, that's a good one. They're not giving any nines out anymore.
They're really not. From what a lot of people I've talked to, the nines have kind of been scarce.
Well, that's
give out a lot
of
six and sevens and Kate.
That's where we're going to cook TBA, guys. We're going to cook TBA, 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 and we're going to talk TBA. I know we had Goob in the house a while ago. We couldn't get him queued in. And maybe he'll call back in a minute. See what we can hear about. Maybe Goob's got some new TBA talk tonight. Fayetteville's a big cook. We're going to have that going on. We will be having some type of championship cook this year. I don't know where it will be yet. It might be right here in McKenzie, Tennessee. Who knows? We don't know yet. We've got to get one. We've got to get one rolling and going, that's for sure. But, these cooks, I go and cook. You cook your heart out, and all of us know we go cook our hearts out. It don't matter if we walk hundreds of times. I went to a cook last year. Matter of fact, Cody, I believe you called me when I was going home from a cook. Man, they killed me. I was dead ass last in about every category, and I've never been dead ass last. But that cook I was, and it kind of busted my bubble. But
you know, with competition cooking, it's always a gamble. And I told people that night, it's just a gamble. I said, I'm here. I bought my lottery ticket, and I said, I'm putting my numbers in the raffle, and I'm going to see what happens. You know, I was happy with three of them. Fourth one I wasn't really happy with. But, you know, it's just one of those things. And, you know, when you go, I don't ever go saying I'm going to win because there's a big chance that you're never going to win the competition. But to get in the top 10, you're happy with getting in the top 10 or at least hearing your name called one time. And that's if I can hear my name called one time, I'm happy. You know, I never expected to win a competition. I never even expected to be in the top 10. actually. You know, I wanted to be, but, you know, it's just one of those things. You throw your table, throw your number out there, and it's just kind of what happens. And, you know, there was a lot of good cooks that didn't get in the top 10. And, you know, there were some that probably should have been in the top 10 that wasn't. And it's just kind of what happens.
If you ain't playing, you sure ain't going to do nothing.
That's right. You got to go play to know. But I'm going to tell you something, guys. Y'all need to cook an IBCA, and then you're going to talk. You're going to talk tough cook. You need to go cook an IBCA. We need to have one around here one of these days.
I see Tim Steele's in the chat room. Won't you get in on the live feed here, Steele? Come talk with us.
There's Tim right there. Oh, mercy. Maybe he'll call in. We can get him gracious with his presence tonight in the live studio boardroom. Tim Seals, welcome to the chat room, brother. If you want to call in, you call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. And we'll just keep it rolling right now. It's just what it's all about. Barbecue 101. We go in and cook and get our tip. Yeah.
Did you have to catch Tim Seals' rib rat?
No.
Well, you got to go back and watch that, Tim.
All right,
I guess I missed it, too, because I don't think I've seen it either.
It's on there.
I've seen chicken.
Well, I'll go back there and watch some of that. You know, Frank did a great job, his camera guy.
His camera guy did a lot of shigging. I got a lot of points off him.
Uncle Bubs, that was right behind us. That which he was. That's the same guy that's which not Uncle Bub, but Uncle Gene or whatever his name was, the one that's doing the score sheet on the video. Uncle Bub, which was the one he helped with, and which he didn't have a call in chicken or nothing. But man, I ate his chicken. It was some of the best chicken I've ate by far. And I was real surprised. I don't know who was more surprised, him or me, that he didn't have a call. And I think he was in the 20s or something, maybe even farther down than that in chicken. But
really?
He had some pretty impressive chicken. Yeah, and I got to eat a little bit of his stuff that come off, and even his ribs were pretty good. But I guess being that close, you ain't got no choice but to eat. You know what I'm saying? There was like six teams all right there together, so you know everybody was just kind of eating like community feed or something.
That's right. That's the way I go to eat. I mean, I'm going to go and drink me some good cold beer. I don't care what kind it is, if it's a PBR or if it's a, I don't know, Bud Light, but if it's a Coors Light, PBR, it don't matter. Dos Equis, Pabst, Blue Ribbon is one of my favorite all-time go-to kicky beers. I'm just like it. I like two or three different flavors, and that's what it's all about. Drinking a little cold beer, eating some good food, and hoping.
And Tim cooked some beef ribs. I ain't never had no beef ribs, and he did a pretty good job on them too.
It tenderloin was good. I ate some of that.
Yeah,
it was like honey in it or something.
Did he barbecue his beef ribs like a barbecue rib, or did he do it steak rib, like a beef flavor on those beef ribs? How did he cook those?
It was a beef flavor, but, man, I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't show up to
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
But,
like a...
Yeah, they had a beef flavor to them. I mean, they were good. But they wasn't the regular long bone ribs. They were the square... beef ribs, the full meat.
About 2 inches thick.
Yeah,
oh,
they're
that's
pretty
right.
Cool.
That's right. I've seen those. And
yeah.
They were fire looking.
Like the beef spare ribs.
Yeah. They look good.
Yeah, they're a big old hunk of meat.
Stacey Lawler says in IBCA, and this is true, you got to scope the judges out who they are, and if there are a bunch of beer drinkers out there, then the IBCA judges can drink all they want. It's for a bunch of beer drinkers out there. You better put the salt to them, make them curl your tongue. And I believe that.
We were trying to figure out the rules and stuff the other night, and I think the farthest one up is that Southern Crunk Bivica or whatever there is, or whatever they call it. And I think that was the farthest one up. I looked on their website, and everything else was in Texas because we talk about going down there to that Western cook-off, but that's 12 hours away. That's about the only IBCA.
I know.
But it seems like they had thousands of them every weekend.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they've got IBCA cups all over. You know, they've got four different regions there, I think, in Texas. And they've got them. I mean, they're all over, everywhere, every weekend. And a small cup there is 30, 40 teams. And a small, you know, that one I went to was 60, 62 teams. And
did y'all cook pork at y'all's?
Huh?
Did y'all cook pork or just the ribs, the brisket
ribs,
and the chicken?
Brisket, chicken. We had a wild card chicken. We had a chicken breast. But the thing about the chicken breast at that particular comp, if you did anything to the chicken breast, they raked it all off and just ate the chicken breast. You know, I mean, it was like a chef's category. And,
so they ate the legs or nothing?
No. On the chicken turn
chicken
in,
breast.
They turned in half chicken. But now this was category.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Express.
They didn't eat the legs or the wings or anything. They just ate the breast meat.
Well, no,
the
they
wild
had
card
two
chicken
categories. They had two different chicken categories. It was the breast fest. It was the breast fest. So they had chicken breast as a category. And then also they had the chicken category. And which the chicken category, they turn in half chicken. Is how they turn it in, half chicken. And but this breast category, you could supposedly do what you wanted to it. So we tricked it out, but they took all the tricking off of it. And you know, just ate the breast. You know one of them, what you got when you got a plain chicken breast, boneless, skinless chicken breast. You know,
they ain't got much.
Well, it's just a hard category, I guess. But they
got
a bean
like breast unless there's two of them.
I'm telling you, and they full.
Yeah.
I like them ones that's got the steroids in them.
The steroids.
The enhanced ones. I like them. They all real to me.
Tim says in Q.
Tim says what? He's in queue. Let's see.
Tim
says
he's in queue.
All right, let's see. Let's go back to the in queue and right here.
I don't know what his number is. It probably starts with 573. I don't know what his number is.
573 number right here is Tim Sales. Let's queue him in. Let's see if we can get him queued in. It's queuing right now. Welcome, Tim, to the show. Miami Blessed Barbecue, you're about to be queued in, my friend. You're live with Chris Chadwick and all the crew tonight. How's it going, Tim Sales?
Hey, going pretty good. How you doing?
We're good tonight. We're just having a good old brotherly barbecue conversation.
Hell yeah.
We do. We got all kinds. We've got some great guys in the house tonight. It's a full packed house. Just talking up some chicken barbecue, brisket. We're talking it all tonight. Let's see here. We've got another caller right here. Let me get this one in.
There
and, hold on a minute. 806, you live with us. What's going on tonight?
What you doing, boys?
How are you? Playing more?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just now getting into this. So.
Well, we've got a lot of Missouri guys in the house tonight representing, and they're all TBA members, matter of fact. We've got Tim Seals, Smelly Butt Barbecue. We've got Colby Archie, Smoke Company. And we've got Cody Archie, Lulu's Barbecue. We've also got Keith Webb in the house tonight, Power 4. We've also got Blake Moody. If Blake had left us, let me scroll down because this room is full. Cornish Q right there out of Florida. Woo! We've also got Stacy Lawler in the house listening tonight. We got Jennifer on Q. She's listening. She just didn't want to talk to me. Can you believe that?
Where's Big Johnson at? Big Johnson still on Q?
No. Big Johnson did call in. And Ed Wings did.
Carla, we down.
He's down in Alabama, right there in Louisiana. That's right.
Big Johnson, maybe we can get him back in queue if he calls back in. We're glad to have a new caller from Louisiana. And straight up Louisiana talk. Now, we had it all going on. We're glad he called in. And we just talked a lot of barbecue. Tim Fields, what's your input on the Chief? You know, I enjoyed watching you on video. Man, I thought you was the new Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got some feedback. What was your question again, Chris?
I said, what do you think of the Cape Cook? I enjoyed you being on with Frank Cox. I thought you looked like the new Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, right. Hey, it was a great time to, and that was the first time I'd met Frank. And does a great show. So happy they were there because it showed a lot of the barbecue contest. Tape is a great contest. Wish the TVA guys, you and some of the guys had to come on over, Chris. We're going to be hanging out your way in Tennessee, so you're welcome to come here. Basically, we got Cape Girardeau and Kennett, Missouri, so keep those in mind.
Well, you know,
and the Cape Fest is going to $10,000 next year. Isn't that what they said, Tim?
Yes.
Man, well, I tell you what, you know, I was invited and I'd love to come and hung out with all of them. Now, it's just like I told them earlier, it's like a big old family reunion. It don't matter wherever we go, we get together and have a great time. But I had a catering commitment for Sunday morning for a church, so you know I couldn't stray away, and then I did that little holiday cook.
Yeah, gotta take care of business. I understand exactly.
Yeah. And I just wasn't able, but you know I met Frank Cox. He'd come down here, and we did a barbecue superstars morning show live, and Frank drove down with Daryl Mass, and met Frank. Just one hell of a fine fellow. I really think a lot of him. SmokerBuilder.com, you know, that's a great site. You know, he's mailing them all those kits out, and we've got to get Frank on here too. So, you know, I think he's going to start tuning in on Thursday night. I think his new show is going to his show is going to move to Thursday night. That is correct.
It'll be easier to watch. Sunday night's a busy night. I did reveal the way I wrapped my ribs at the Cape Girardeau contest, and he got that on video. I hope it's not lost, because I show, you know, through the cook, when I wrap my ribs, I show the parquet, I show the honey, I show the brown sugar, I show the hot sauce, and exactly what I do with each of those. So if you can find it, look it up.
All right, well, I'll do
that.
Yeah,
I missed that one. I saw the chicken episode, but I guess I missed the rib one.
I came in, I think, sixth or seventh in ribs, so it's pretty credible video. You have to watch to understand what I'm saying. But I want to congratulate Cody Archie. He came in sixth overall out of 57 teams.
I know
him. That's pretty dang awesome.
That is. That's impressive. You know, these cooks, we just have a good time. And you know what? The thing about all of us, no matter where we go or what we do, we've all had some good calls, and we've all been fortunate enough to love barbecue like we do. You know, and you know, just got some dynamite cooks right here, and that's what it's all about. And
I do want to say congratulations to Colby too. He got fifth in brisket and was in the top 20. So that fifth place brisket, I need to know if that's Wagyu or what.
I'm telling you.
That's probably what all it was. Hey, that was a tough table. That was probably one of the best tables of the day, looking at it with
the
people that were on
table.
It. That was crazy.
I was sixth on my table in brisket. I turned in what I thought was I've got first place on this brisket before. But they was still spitting when we left Saturday.
Well, I'll tell you all this. I was over by Redneck, which I was right beside Redneck, and they do some phenomenal things to their brisket, and I can see why they get first. And I mean, you know, I know they've been pretty much top dog on brisket for as far as I can remember, they've been doing well in Brisket. They're always first or second.
They're American Royal World Champions in Brisket, and and that's and the other three categories is running right along there close. They came in fourth overall, and they won Cape twice, so quite a team to contend with.
Man. Yeah, I mean, they do some things that I've never really seen before or even thought of, but I mean, I'm not going to give away any of their secrets, and I probably won't even use them, but,
I waited up there for them to turn that box in. I tried to get Kevin to show me that box. We tried to put it on film. He wouldn't open it, but...
No.
But,
yeah. And what's unique about this contest, we was talking about scoring, and, you know, there's always some reason why you didn't do good or got lucky and got the right table and won. I don't want to talk about all that. There are nine judging tables, and we landed on a different table for each category, which is the way it's supposed to happen. But we've always, and the way teams do this, you don't want to turn in with some of the best teams out there, so we'll skip around, wait for them to turn in. We'll step back a few steps. We turned in all four categories, we ended on the same table as the Redneck Grillers, and they're such a good team, we try not to land on that same table. I thought that was pretty interesting out of the nine tables.
Well, yeah, you know, every time I go to cook, you know, they put me up against Johnny Trigg and Talent Envy, Smokey Triggers, you know, I'm always, so, you know, naturally. Trunk boys on their bridge, Tim Sims, I'm always up against all Warren County pork choppers, you know, they put my beer up, my food is up.
I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
They won again down at Nashville.
We need to hire somebody to follow them around.
Trudeau won again too, but they wasn't in his biggest contest.
Warren County's out of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shocker. I didn't know that.
Yep, absolutely. He we started cooking about the same time together, and
Well, he might be using some of that Moonlight barbecue sauce. That might be what it is.
Not much jealous.
You know, old Moonlight, you know, he might be throwing some mutton in that barbecue or something. I don't know.
And that popcorn Sutton, this Tennessee stuff, though.
Hey, and I looked at the score from him and Swiggin and Piggin or whatever his name is, that guy that won it two times in a row. He won it two times or three times?
Barry Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, Barry Johnson. And the points, I think it was real close. It was like 0.4 of a point or something that separated them. So, I mean, it was a real close race.
Yeah.
From him not winning that thing again for like 3 years in a row.
Yeah, that's right.
And, Barry Johnson, he just gets down and dirty. He cooks it up, you know. And I tell you who did. B, I think Brian, Big B Barbecue. Big B got a call in Nashville. And then
Mick got knives and NBN ribs.
Who did? B did?
Mick Chesser.
Dick.
He got knives and NBN ribs.
All right. And, I don't know, Ken Woods, he cooked down there. I don't know if he got calls or not. And then Paul out of Clarksville, he went down. The spice is right. And I think Dwayne Byard went down smoking and turning. I think they cooked it too. But I didn't see a lot of results, but... you know, best of luck to all of them. I'm glad they all got to go. I know I'd like to go to a big show like that and have a good time. It was one big time right there in the center of Nashville, Tennessee, and NBN and KCBS. Maybe we can get some TVA, more TVA boys involved in that big show down there.
Hey, Tim, your next contest, the Rural, you going to the Rural?
I'm not going to the Royal. I'm passing on the opportunity to do the Invitational and the Open. I even had somebody come up to me during Cape Contest and offer to sponsor me. I like to fell over. But
really?
I'm going to pass this year.
Where are you going next?
I have no idea. I'd really like to do Jonesboro and Millington, but I don't know yet for sure.
Millington Goat Days?
Yeah.
Days?
Yeah. That's a good fun contest. Probably be some CBA guys there, or I will be if I go.
Where now?
Millington, Tennessee.
We, you know what, we're going to have a nice little cook right up here on Harris Land in the Boss Hall front house. You know, the invitation's open. Be watching the TBA website for that because we'll have that running and up. It's going to be a nice cook. It's right there on the Tennessee River. And we've got plenty of electricity and water, plenty of spaces there. And it'll be a good cook. I mean, you know, it'll be nice to get several teams up there. It's just a great place to have one.
What day is it?
Kind of place. It's, hold on a minute. September, I think it's the third weekend in September.
Busy that weekend.
19th and
20th. What's that weekend?
That's the 20th and 21st.
20 and 21st.
I got
Bolivar's coming back, Bolivar Tennessee Cook, $5,000. That's coming back in October or something.
October, yeah, in October. And I'll be down there ripping that, cooking that. We'll be co-sanctioned, so we'll have the TBA side pot, plus the $5,000 payout that Bolivar's kicking out. And so we'll have a lot of stuff going on there, too. We have a lot of stuff. So we still have a lot of stuff going on this year, and hopefully we can squeeze in a cook a little later. We'll discuss that and try to get us a central point somewhere where we can go. It won't cost us a lot to have it, and we'll have us a nice cook.
When's the next shootout?
Well, the shootout is also it's the same weekend as Bolivar. It's in Fayetteville, Tennessee. I'm ready to have another shootout myself. I'm ready for another one. I've got to redeem myself from the first one. I had too many things going on. Keith Webb, I think he wants another shot at a shootout too, don't you, Keith Webb?
Well,
I'm
itching to do another one to see if my ribeye.
He's going down.
I told you earlier them Southeast boys like coming over Tennessee taking that money away.
Yeah, good. Keep on, Southeast.
Missouri against Tennessee.
Yeah, keep on, Missourians. Missouri is, well, yeah, you're going down, son. That's a promise.
you tell them I'll be there.
Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love, brothers? I'm telling you, I can feel the love. It's great to have all y'all. I'm really honored to have all y'all calling me in tonight and being right here on the show. I appreciate it. I really, really, really do, and it's an honor to have all of you here. We just have a great time doing it. Unfortunately, I had to start a little late tonight. Real world works. Can't be late.
I'll keep running it.
I'm telling you, son. I'm telling you.
Hey, Toby, where you going next, Toby?
Probably Tunica.
Tunica?
You want to go?
I'm going to be there. I already bought my ticket.
I want to go. I want to go. Gary Lawler. Listen to Tunica.
We'll just go with you then and split.
Gary Lawler.
So then we'll just go with you and split then.
And also,
we will go with you. Who's we?
Frank. Me and Frank's supposed to be coming.
Well, I'll just go ahead and announce that me and Hank be down there.
Well, I might go
Hank,
too.
Hank,
well, Biden. So.
Yep.
All
right. I hope y'all do good, and I wish you the best of luck. It's going to be a tough contest. I know it's going to be probably 100-something teams down there.
I ain't got but 27 right now.
Oh, is that all they got right now? It'll fill up. I'll be somewhere between.
I don't think it's going to. Everybody's going to Murfreesboro.
Well, that's why I thought about it, and I knew everybody's been bought into Murfreesboro, and I figured, hey, what the hell? Let's just go down there and take a run.
It's $25,000. Why not? I told Tim, Ken, you want to go? Get on the team. We'll take you too.
If I can get in 15th place, I'll take that $50 any day of the week. So,
exactly.
But,
Bert.
We'll see what happens,
Bert.
But I wish you the best of luck, so we'll see what happens.
We'll be there.
Hell, I wish all of you, listen, I wish all of you the best of luck. I mean, hell, we all go cook our hearts out. We have a great time.
Chris, you might as well just drive on down.
I know it. You know, yeah, I know. We will have a big time, no doubt. We just, when is that?
Spend the night. It's
September 20th.
September 20th, yeah, 20th, 21st.
We're team number 996. I guess what it 996 is what our team registration number is, or 966 or 996 or something like that.
That's typical. Well, man, that's our ball call shootout, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
let me look.
I think it's September, 20th, 21st, Friday, Saturday.
They don't have a date on it.
But anyhow, we can't go to all of them. I sure would love to. I'd love to go to more than I go to now. I just can't afford to go to more than I go to now.
That'd probably be my last one of the year right there. So
I'm telling you.
Shit's too expensive.
That's where all our sponsors come in. You know, like I always say, you know, go shake a hand and tell them thank you, no matter if they're sponsoring you or somebody else, because they're helping a barbecue team. And believe it or not, that's what it's all about. And we're 100% barbecue. We compete against each other all the time. And we still wish everybody the best with all the charity.
I don't think people actually realize how much money actually goes into a cook-off. I mean, it's just... it's unreal, you know.
I think they do.
I mean, there's no less than $400 going to a contest. That's
no,
the bare minimum.
Never.
I didn't even count gas money.
You're exactly right. You know, it's rough, and it's yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Pretty rough. We haven't heard from Lance Moore much. Lance, we're recording. We're off the air live, but we're still recording. Lance, you still in the house with us, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening to you guys.
How did your Raiderette meat cook go this week? Tell me what you got. I know you got some calls, didn't you?
Yeah, we were 10th chicken. We had a final table in ribs. I think we ended up 12th in ribs. And we had a 5th call in brisket. So... we had a good day.
I hear congratulations in order. You picked up another sponsor too, hadn't you?
Well, it's what it's looking like. I told Brad, one of the big deals down there with Raiderette Meat was that, you know, I'm about an hour away from Lubbock, so
right.
It's hard for me to get down there a lot of times, and most of the time they're open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And so Bradley and I have been talking. I said, Dagum, we're going to be down there. I said, why don't you give me up some meat? And I said, let me try it, see what it's like. And he's got good meat. I've known Bradley for years. And, he's had a lot of ties to the ag community and meat and stuff around here. And I'll say this, I mean, I think I ended up with about a 45-day wet-aged brisket. It was pretty damn good. And, matter of fact, I think he really liked it too. So, that's what he said. He said, I want you to come on. And I said, I'd be more than glad to come on. I said, you got good meat? And, that was a good deal.
Well, that's good. That's good. We proud to hear that. And Blake Moody, you competed this past weekend too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, man.
And how did that go at the time?
Good. We did great in the vending. The
right.
Old KCBS out here in Amelia Island, and man, we stunk it up like a damn gene fart with the competition.
You ain't the only one.
You know, it happens that way. I mean, it happens that way. You know, amen for the vending part. You know, that's where it helps a whole lot.
I understand exactly what you're saying. The vending and the competing and it seems like it's all the turn in and the vending starts at the same time. It never fails.
I tell you what, you vend for like 2 days straight and then you're building your boxes, you know, Saturday, midday, and you don't even know what the hell you're tasting. He was handing me ribs and stuff, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's good and tender. Man, those ribs were tough as shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, at that point, I don't think either one of us cared, but
I understand that wholeheartedly right there, tough as shit ribs.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I know.
Hey, I got the secret for you. Tim Seals got a video on Smoker Builder on Barbecue Superstars. You can go watch it.
Watch it.
Hell yeah.
Find it. You get a kick out of that video. I'm not kidding.
We're going to have to all check it out. Frank's going to get some hits on that video tonight and get the master Tim Seals right there giving it all away. We're going to have to check it out.
Well, that's what I'm going to do this weekend. I'm going to sit on the sideline and I'm going to do a little bending this weekend myself, so.
Well, God bless.
That's what we did.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was just going to say, we wound up having to do quite a bit of that this year. And Keith Webb got in some on that action, too, a couple weeks ago. And, man, it'll wear you out, no doubt.
Well, we've been to, like, 16 contests this year. So we're going to take a weekend off and do a little bending, and then next weekend I guess we're back on again. And I think we got two in September, and then we'll go to the Royal. Well, I say we're going to the Royal. I've been told we're in, but I hadn't gotten the official confirmation yet. I've been told.
Tim Seals got a spot.
Do what?
Tim Seals got a spot. He ain't going.
Well,
by his spot.
Well, they say I have one. New map will be out on Tuesday, and so we'll see. I may have to because we're supposed to be in the Invitational and the Open. So
there you go, Tim.
So you can always come down cook with me, Tim.
I don't know if he's still on.
I don't know either. I'm in the chat room.
Oh, you got to come up. I mean, if we're gonna be up there, I mean, you got to come up. We need to hang out a little bit, Cody.
Well.
Hell, that's too far a drive for me. That's like 7 hours. I don't like it, bro.
Really?
Seven hours for you? Well, hell, that's fine.
How far? What kind of drive is it?
I'm about a 3 hour max person in a vehicle. I don't like any longer than 3 hours.
Lance,
it's about 850 miles for us.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's going to be like another one of them road trips to Vegas and back. I think family's coming this time, so it will be interesting.
Oh man.
Well, you know, the big deal is that I mean they had a kid too, so my daughter she's going to compete in it. And you know, that right there is I'll take that over all of it, to be honest with you. Just let her be 9 years old and be able to compete in the kids too at American Royal to me is I'd better than me getting into the Invitational, to be honest with you.
Right.
So I don't know. We're looking forward to it. Like I said, I hope we're in. And they've had my money for about 3 weeks now, so.
Well, you ought to be in. If they've had your money that long, you ought to be there.
Oh, that's what you keep telling me. I sent an email back that day. I said, well, it ought to be updated later today. And I said, okay, so we'll. You know, I said, is there a new place to go to the updates map? And she emailed me back the next morning. She said, well, we're going to postpone it a week. And
really?
But we got all your stuff. And I thought, heck, damn it. So I think I'm sitting here in limbo. Matter of fact, I gave up going to Bedford this weekend. You know, Bedford, you know, they're having a big one in Dallas. There's 88 teams there right now.
Right.
Head up there. And they both wanted their money at the same time. And so I had to make a decision where I wanted to go, and so I hope that I'm in this other one, because if not, then I wasted two contests right there. So,
man.
It's always smoking in Texas, no doubt about it. I mean,
they've got a heck of a lineup there. I mean, you've got Cosmo coming in, you got Diva Q. I believe Butcher's there. I mean, they're going to have a heck of a contest there. There are a lot of big hitters in there. Pepper Jelly, Craig Cherry, he's going to be there. So you're going to have a big deal there.
Man, that sounds like a big show, no doubt. Well, I tell you what, guys,
look,
we're about out.
I'm
out
about to get off here, Chris. You hear me?
All right, brother.
I'm about to get off. Congratulations, my brother, on his fifth place brisket, and I'll see you around.
Yes, sir.
Good job. All right,
guys.
I can keep it in the family.
Y'all call in. All right.
Have a good night.
All right, y'all too. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon. And I tell you what, my board's froze up again. It's been wearing me out tonight, but we just still make it roll. We make it work, guys. I don't know who's in the chat room, who's in the studio right now. We're still recording. We're not live anymore, but we have had a wonderful show. And I appreciate everybody calling in tonight and listening in. I didn't shout out the call-in number as much as I usually do. But I sure appreciate everybody calling in tonight and listening. We've had a real good show. Spread the word. Post it. Share it for me. You know, just help get the word out. This show is for everybody. We have a great time here. We let the smoke roll every Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, 6 to 8. Matter of fact, we are featured on the main blogtalkradio.com food category page, the top five. And Chris Chadwick's show is one of them again for the third time, and I'm really proud of that. I don't know how I'm doing it, but I am doing it, and I appreciate everybody for supporting me. If you've got a product you'd like to get out there, just give me a shout, and I will be glad to give you a shout out on your product here on the show. We've got so many great products we talk about now. I do want to give a quick shout out to Barbecue Superstars. Also, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Grill Grates, Meat Rake, Green Mountain Grills, Junior Reyes, Rough Grub, also Danny Kugel's Pitbulls Up in Smoke Barbecue School. We'll give him a shout-out. He does have a sale on that right now. Go to my page, check out that deal. And also, my new sauce that I just got in, Daigle's, Cajun sauce at www.CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com. They have got a dynamite lineup of sauces. You get on there, check it out, order some. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Maverick Industries, MaverickHousewares.com. All my sponsors, I want to greatly tell them how much I appreciate them, thank them for being on board with Chris Chadwick and Hall County Cookers, the Chris Chadwick Show, Tennessee Barbecue Association. We'll give them a big shout-out tonight. Thank you all for calling in, guys. Whoever's left, and I don't know who's left in the chat in the studio room, give me a big hell yeah, guys.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, we got Keith Webb, Pirate Park. You want to give a shout out to your sponsors real quick?
I'm always hanging around. Ain't that the truth?
Pirate Park Barbecue.
Look us up on Facebook. Shout out to sponsors, Juniors down there in Texas, Rubby Grub, Matt's Pub, and our new one over the last week or so, Backwoods Sauce. You can get that here local in Northwest Tennessee in the little town of Henry. Check them out.
All right. Appreciate it, Keith. Anybody else in here? All right, guys. We appreciate everybody listening in tonight. This is Chris Chadwick. Let's Talk Smoke. We have Let the Smoke Roll tonight, and we will next Wednesday night. Thank you for calling in, listening in, and God bless, and have a good night.